Podcasts and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is filing a lawsuit over a Wall Street Journal report about an alleged sexually suggestive birthday card that he sent to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in 2003. He says he didn't do that. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This is becoming a bit of a pattern where the president has challenged media organizations or challenged his critics or those who disseminate information about him. This will also move in that slow track, though, in the federal court system in Florida.
The Justice Department has asked a federal court to unseal grand jury transcripts in Jeffrey Epstein's case amid a firestorm over the Trump administration's handling of the records. An explosion at a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department training facility has killed three veteran deputies. They were with the arson and explosives unit.
My source at the Sheriff's Department told me just a horrific accident. They knew that they had this explosive material. They were not expecting it to detonate when it did.
CBS's Anna Schechter, CBS News Brief.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than anywhere else in the U.S., producing over 60% of the nation's supply. Do you know why that is? Central Wisconsin is cranberry country, where once an ancient lake covered the very heart of the state. Mary Brazu Brown of Glacial Lake Cranberries in Wisconsin Rapids showed me the low-lying area on a topographic map.
Here we are right in the middle of the state, but you can see that this area, pretty well defined, was old Glacial Lake, Wisconsin.
The Glacial Lake was about 150 feet deep during the last glacial period. Brazu Brown explained the lake formed when the Wisconsin River was dammed up by rock and rubble near what is now Wisconsin Dells.
As these waters had melted, all of this water was being held back by the Baraboo Range, which, according to their historical marker, is among the oldest visible physical features on Earth.
Wow.
Let that sink in for a minute.
Baraboo quartzite formations date back approximately 1.6 to 1.7 billion years ago, landing the formation in the top five oldest visible features, along with locations in Canada, Australia, and South Africa. Brazu Brown explained how the violent release of this glacial lake not only carved out the dells, but also created the perfect cranberry growing conditions.
But after the lake drained, what was left was this area that very flat. High water table, acid conditions, lots of sand, because it was the bottom of the lake.
In the late 1800s, property owners in the area soon gave up trying to drain a swamp, instead choosing to cultivate the native cranberries they found growing wild.
Now this township is made up of 14 cranberry growers. Most of the marshes are over 100 years old.
Glacial Lake Cranberries continues the practice of sustainable agriculture. This fall will mark the 152nd commercial cranberry harvest on their marshes. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Drew Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms. Warm and muggy, lows in the mid-60s. Maybe an early shower, otherwise mostly cloudy for tomorrow with some late day sun, highs in the upper 70s. And more sun and again around 80 Sunday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire, yeah. After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time after a massage, a chiropractor appointment, and some sleep. We'll be back with regular programming from Madison on Monday. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right.
And now, a guy who believes in an eye for an eye, but only if they're lowercase, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, great to have you on this Friday night. Barreling towards the weekend here, a beautiful, what looks to be a beautiful summer weekend. Hope everybody had a great day, because now, even if you didn't, let's make it a great day. Let's sit back and talk about movies and TV. Tonight, we're talking about cigars. We got a great question about fortune cookies. It's Terry Barr night here at Nightlight. It's a bar band Friday night. Terry will be here. She is our Wisconsin music expert and kind of does just about everything here at Civic Media, including contribute to New Wisco Weekend and hosts Max Inc. Radio on WMDX. You check out those podcasts. She will be here at 7:35. Always fun to talk to Terry. And I have to, I'm just glad to be here in one piece. When you drive on 41 every day, folks, you don't know what's going to happen. So here's a funny thing. First of all, let me introduce Producer Conrad. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I want to hear the story.
Kind of glossed right over that. Sorry about that.
I want to hear the story.
All right. You will. So about, I think it was last Thursday or Monday, I can't remember, there was garbage all over Highway 41 coming down.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Obviously, somebody just didn't do something. So I wrote it down on the sheet to talk about it because I was kind of disgusted by it. Well, tonight, driving, I actually saw a truck where nothing was secured in the back and garbage is flying out of the truck and people are trying to avoid it. Like, it was nothing huge. It's obviously something that would fly out of a truck from wind is not that heavy or could do serious damage. But man, was it annoying. I'm like, get your crap together.
You know, honestly, that could be a hazard because like a bag of chips or something that has nothing in it, it could fly right into your windshield and then...
Wouldn't that be something? What if it was? What if you're in a convertible and it's actual chips? What if you get sun chips flying right at you?
And get some residue in your hair?
Yeah. We've all eaten a Dorito, too, where it's like cut our mouth or a part of a pretzel bun that cuts your lip. I was just kind of like, nothing drives me more crazy than people who are irresponsible like that. Like, we're driving cars. They're weapons, basically. Get your crap together. Make sure your trailer's connected properly. Cover your garbage. Don't have conversations driving down the highway, going the same speed so people can't pass you. And I saw that was a couple weeks ago. Two people talking to each other. Oh, that's good. Yeah. So that was pretty frustrating. But
speaking of driving,
yeah.
The other day I was in that parking garage, you know, and they're doing some construction in there. You know, I don't know when you're leaving
Yes.
There was a spare sign that was out there, and it had a no right turn. And when you're going out, you know, you have to take that right turn to go down to the...
Yeah, you have to turn right.
I stopped there for 5 minutes. I was like, wait, can I?
In the parking garage?
Yeah. There's nothing after that right turn that would have stopped me. I was just like, wait, can I not turn right
yet? That is funny.
I came back later that day and it was gone, the sign.
Somebody took it.
Yeah. I was like, okay, so they just... That's not a place where a sign should be.
Right. If somebody was probably spare. Messing with you or just yeah, messing with people.
Yeah, it was. I was there for 5 minutes and I was wondering, like, can I turn right here or no? And eventually I just went.
You know what I would have been thinking? That sign would look great in my house. In the rec room. Yeah, I don't know what is going on over there. It's really crowded over there tonight. But, this irritated me. And I think I've talked about this on the show before, but this happened about 6 months ago. There's nobody in the garage. And I parked, I kind of pulled into the spot and left myself room to just leave so I didn't have to back out. My new pet peeve is backing out. And I got a ticket.
You can't take shortcuts.
Obviously now. It's like a $35, $40 ticket. And I had three days to pay it, and it went up because I thought I had at least a week.
No, that's a quick turnaround.
It's ridiculous. And I did corner a guy, and I asked him if he was the one who gave me this ticket, and he said no. And I said, I did. And I was just annoyed. I'm like, you guys are supposed to serve the public, not rake us over the coals.
Yeah.
I was hurting no one. Just tell me I can't park like that. But there was nobody in the garage. And if you told me, I wouldn't do it again because I don't want a ticket. So stupid.
I'm learning about that you can get a ticket for that in a garage.
It surprised me.
And they don't even know if you've paid, because usually you have to pay to get in there. So I'm already paying on top of that.
We pay good harder. Civic Media pays its good harder money to let us park there. Anyway, all right, moving on. Hey, it's the weekend. We can't be down, folks. We got to be up. We got a lot going on. There's some movies opening this weekend. There's some, the baseball's back, right?
Yes, today it's...
Your Brewers, the last thing they probably wanted was an all-star break.
You know, they got to face the Dodgers tonight.
In L.A.?
Yeah, in L.A.
Okay. Wow, that's good. All right, so there's a lot going on, and we got a great show tonight. Hopefully we can help you ease into your weekend with some good stuff, and my guest tonight, folks, this is going to be fun. We've talked about cigars a couple times on the show. One of our sponsors, Appleton Cigar, Norm Kopeski, great guy. Norm's been on the show a handful of times, and we'll have him back on again soon. Always fun to talk to Norm about cigars, movies, how to smoke a cigar, the right approach, what to buy. Well, we got more cigar talk tonight. A gentleman named Henry James, he is one of the owners of 12 Tribe Cigars, will be on the show, and he works with Norm. So there's no conflict of interest here, Conrad. Don't get nervous.
All right.
He's not going to come in guns a-blazing. Henry James is a pal of Norm Kopeski's. They work together, and he's going to come in for some more cigar talk because I think this is great. And I'm not just looking for a free cigar. Right. I want to talk a little bit of movies with Henry and about his process, and I don't think we've gotten into this before with Norm, like how the cigars are made. I think that could be kind of cool. So we'll talk to Henry at 6:35. He's going to be in studio. That's always exciting. And then it is a Bar Band Friday night. As I mentioned, Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, bringing us new music and fantastic conversation, as always. We didn't get to talk to Terry last week. We were off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. And I cannot get enough of this Kiss Cam thing. I think you mentioned it kind of in passing, and I hadn't really seen it yet. And I was like, oh, okay. There was an episode of Modern Family where Phil Dunphy was at the a Laker game with Gloria, Jay's wife, who Sophia Vergara's character. And he didn't want to kiss her. And I think while he was on camera, his wife called him and saw him on the TV put the thing to voicemail.
That's hilarious.
It was a great episode. Anyway, this is like that episode personified. These two people probably thought, it's Coldplay. Let's go be together. What are the... okay, and first of all, there are victims in this. I guess they're both married. It's not a good thing. I don't get into people's personal lives. Whatever they got going, I don't know. I don't care. But I do think, wouldn't you feel like God has it in for you? Take your girlfriend to a concert... And you end up on the damn Kiss Cam.
Yeah. You know, I saw another angle of it today. It's Chris Martin.
Where he's copping a feel?
Yeah. Chris Martin is, it's on a stage kind of. Yeah. You're looking out to the, he looks up and he goes, oh, look at these two.
Yes, I saw that. And he asked him, like, are you a couple or are you, because I think he said after the guy ducked down, he asked him a question or something. But supposedly, Chris Martin is like, kind of mortified. Like,
he is.
What a weird thing. You know,
kind of released a statement on it, I think, too.
Yeah. So funny. It's so funny that she's HR. I guess that's okay now.
That's just, it's so funny. It's like, yeah, I think God has it out for him.
Comedy is other people's tragedy. And this poor bastard, this guy and this woman, and again, I don't know anything about them. Maybe they're nice people. Maybe their spouses are nice people. Maybe they're horrible people. I don't know. But man, is it newsworthy. Yeah. And it was their reaction. Like if they had just stayed put, or he could have, if he was smart, this is why I like to think like a criminal. He has his arms around her. Instead of ducking like he's 12 years old, he could have just kind of leaned into the back of her head and like given her a little nuzzle or something. Or turned her head so they kissed so nobody saw her. I don't know. I'm armchair quarterbacking here, but.
I don't think he was getting out of that one.
No. You don't think, but do you think if people, if they didn't react the way they did, do you think people would have just sent, oh, there's a couple and nobody ever would have seen it?
Probably. I don't know. He did duck like a 12-year-old.
Yeah, he did. He kind of turned into a spaz, you know.
It was so funny how quick he saw it and he's like, oh.
I know. Well done, buddy. All right. It is time for our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay. Question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay. I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right. It is National Fortune Cookie Day. Pick your fortune. It's more of a statement, but we'll go with it. What's your fortune? What do you want your fortune to be? It is National Fortune Cookie Day. Pick your fortune, ladies and gentlemen. See your future. Be your future. Let us know what your answer is. Conrad, you said something on social media. I'll let you share that.
You know, usually fortune, they kind of rhyme sometimes or whatever, but I said free golf for life.
It's a good one.
That's all I want.
But how does that work? Like if you open it and you pull the paper out, the fortune, as it is called, you will get free golf for life. How do you
then
manifest?
You're just waiting for it to actually happen, you know? Right. Something's going to happen. You don't know when. You're going to get struck by a golf ball at a golf course. And they're like, all right.
And you threaten to sue.
And they're like, you know what? You can golf here for free for your whole life.
You could just make that up, too, and do that. You don't need. You could walk in with the paper and go, you see this, buddy? What do you think about that? And then they'll just let you go tee off?
Yeah. Or I'll say I got a hole in one in every par three there, and they won't know, you know?
How would they? There's no kiss cams on the golf course. I'm going to go very basic. Maybe this will come across as lazy, but you will win the lottery. I want to win $1 billion. I want to be in the Billionaire Boys Club. I want $1 billion and I don't want to work for it. What do you think about that? I want to sit back, win the lottery, and tell the rest of the world to take a hike.
I typed in to social media, I said $1 million.
$1 million doesn't get you anything nowadays. You got to go big.
I think I'd like $1 million.
I'll take $1 million, but I want $1 billion. If I want $1 billion, I'll give you $1,000.
Thanks. That's very nice of you. You'll pay rent for me for a month.
Not even. No, I do. I want to win the lottery and I don't want to do anything. I'd still do this show. I'd still write screenplays and stuff like that and try to do projects, but man.
You do remotes from like exquisite places.
Yeah. I'm in Bali today for Nightlight. How's it going there in Wisconsin?
Yesterday I was in Dubai.
Yeah. So that's the question, folks. It's more of a statement, but you can make it a question. National Fortune Cookie Day. Pick your fortune. What do you want it to be? What do you want to pull that paper out and have it say? I love this song. Makes me think of Mike Schmidt now. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Two great guests. We're talking cigars at 6:35. Terry Barr will be here for a bar band Friday night at 7:35. God, I got it. This is where I need a tease, Conrad. What do I tease right now? When we come back.
We're going to read your texts.
Yeah, but I don't even know if we got any texts yet. It's early. We'll do it all. It's midsummer, folks. We're going to talk about midsummer. How do we feel? It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at...
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome in to the Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and glad to have you joining along as the Rafters get ready to take on the Madison Mallards in the first game back from the All-Star break. And entering the All-Star break, the Rafters had a little bit of momentum, but they're going to have to get that momentum back as they have had 4 days in a row off with the break. So glad to get some time to take some rest, but hoping to get back into the flow of things and start a little bit of a win streak tonight against the Madison Mallards. Looking back at last game, because it's been a little bit, it was a 7-6 victory over the Wausau Woodchucks, and a big one at that because the Rafters, of course, snapped a 10-game losing streak in that and saw 4 home runs as a team. Jake Beauchesne hit 2 of them, while Landon Gaz and Hayden Carlson each added 1. Tony Torres also added his 5th save of the season, and overall, just a very strong game from the Rafters. Hoping to continue that, they're going to be looking for the right-hander Jeremy Jones to be taking on Cade Dernan, and both of these guys are looking to keep rolling along. Jeremy Jones more so than Cade Dernan. Dernan struggled a little bit this year on the mound for the Mallards, but Jeremy Jones, the same cannot be said. Jones has a 3.60 ERA across his starts this year, and we're going to go a little bit more in-depth with them a little bit in the future, but before that, we are going to go with an in-depth breakdown of course, the last game, in case you forgot it. And along with that, we're going to recap the All-Star break, in case you missed the coverage of that, as we did not cover that on WFHR. So, a couple of big things rolling up. That'll be our next segment here. So, unfortunately, no pregame interview. However, going to recap all of what's happened over the past few days for you, and then it'll be starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown. All of that comes up next. This is the Rafters pregame show on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but 2 Kawasaki jet skis on July 19th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes up to $1,000. Plus, enjoy a free live concert by Cat 5. And remember, weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome back into the Rafters pregame show here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and we bring you back into the Rafters pregame with a look back at last game. And as I mentioned, it was a big win for the Rafters. Getting back on the right track, it was a much-needed victory, and well, it snapped what ended up being the second longest losing streak in franchise history, but that losing streak did not come without some of the bright spots that we ended up seeing, and all of those really shined in that last game prior to the All-Star break. And, well, I think it's worth mentioning the All-Star break had a couple of storylines that are worth talking about. But before we get there, taking a look back at last game, I already mentioned all the home runs, but it actually started off in the Woodchucks' favor. They took a 1-0 lead in the first inning, scoring first, but from that point on, they wouldn't score again until the seventh. The Rafters added three runs in the bottom of the third, two in the bottom of the fourth, one in the fifth, and one in the sixth, and leading by a score of 7-1. Finally, they turned things over to the bullpen, and in the seventh inning, they allowed their first runs of the game. Justin Battle came in, had a pretty good sixth inning, but seventh inning didn't go his way. Eighth inning, Tristan Krusenberry had a perfect frame with two strikeouts, and then the ninth inning, Trevor Moik came in with a 7-3 lead, unfortunately allowed three runs to come across, and with runners on the corners, handed it off to Tony Torres with two outs. He walked the batter, and with the bases loaded and two away, a 7-6 ball game, Tony Torres was able to lock it down and get the save with a strikeout to finish things off. A huge clutch moment for Tony Torres where he got his fifth save of the season and helped the Rafters avoid the comeback from the Woodchucks. Taking a look at the All-Star break, however, like I mentioned, there is plenty to talk about. And first off, I think we got to start with the MLB draft, which of course was on Monday. And during the MLB draft, well, also a little bit on Sunday as well and stretched over a couple of days, but the Rafters did have two players from the 2025 season selected. Cam Douglas was one of them, although he was not on the team here in the second half. In the first half, Douglas ended up going as both a pitcher and a hitter for the Rafters. Batted only .214 from the plate, however, had a 3.18 ERA on the mound, and that's what he got drafted as. He was able to throw mid-90s here in Wisconsin Rapids, and a very high potential pitcher. Ended up going right at the back end of the draft in the 20th round to the Detroit Tigers. However, another Rafter got drafted, and this one was currently on the team. That's Junior Barajas. So Barajas, a guy who won't be returning to Wisconsin Rapids, a second-half player who really made his name known, hitting six home runs in just 13 games. It's about a home run every other game, and it seemed like he could crush one at any given point in time. Batted .294 in his 51 at-bats, and he ends up going to the San Francisco Giants in the 11th round of the 2025 NFL Draft. So that's a big thing for the Rafters. They got such a high draft pick at that point in time. They also had a couple of other players drafted, and I think maybe most importantly, they had a fifth-round pick, Chris Arroyo, who was here last season. He got drafted to the majors, and, well, he's going to be working his way up through the minor league system as well. Taking a look at the All-Star break, the Rafters had just one All-Star. That was Noah Ruiz. He also competed in the Home Run Derby, and the Great Lakes ended up winning that Home Run Derby, and in part thanks to Noah Ruiz, although he did struggle a little bit. He only mashed one home run in the Derby, but in the All-Star game, he was a lot better. Ended up driving in a run, and he was on the bases at the end of the game. He only had two plate appearances, but the first one an RBI, the second one ended up singling, and then ended on third base with the Great Lakes losing by one. However, that's a look back at how everything has happened. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, that means that it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown. That all comes up next. This is the Rafters pregame show on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And Rafters baseball coming your way here on WFHR. We're just about ready to get going here in the second half as these Rafters look to start a bit of a win streak. They won their last game playing against Wausau Woodchucks, and I already went back over that and the whole All-Star break, but let's take a look at starting lineups. First off, with the Madison Mallards. And the Mallards, I mentioned it already, Cade Dernan taking over on the mound. It hasn't been his best season for them, and Dernan rocking a 9.87 ERA. He's made four starts this season and has appeared in nine games. This will be his 10th appearance of the year, but he's totaled just 17 and a third innings. However, his last time out, it was a shutout frame against Fond du Lac back on July 13th, the game before the All-Star break. And in that one inning, he had two strikeouts facing five batters and had a pretty good shutout inning there. Looking to keep that rolling along. However, this season has not been too kind for him. His best appearance might have been back at Green Bay on June 24th, where he went four innings, allowing just one run, although it was earned, and had six strikeouts. Outside of that, he's had some rough appearances. And you go back to at Wausau, where he didn't even record one out and allowed five runs in the game. But those Woodchucks are a good offensive squad. So not too much to take from there. And you know, really shockingly, Dernan has made his last five appearances all on the road. This is appearance number six going up against the Rafters. Taking a look at those starting lineups, like I mentioned, Carney leads off in center field. Hamilton bats second at second base. Michael Lippe is the DH, batting third. Batting cleanup, it's Carson Hansen, the left fielder. Cole Kosciuszko bats fifth at first base. Liam Moreno bats sixth at third base. Marion bats seventh in right field. Hott bats eighth at shortstop. And Britt bats ninth behind the dish. Cade Dernan on the mound for the Mallards. And for your Rafters, it's going to be Jeremy Jones on the mound back out here. He was their pitcher two games ago. However, of course, the All-Star break allows you to reset that rotation. He's the number one guy and ready to get rolling. His last time out, went four innings pitched and allowed just two earned runs, although looking to go a little bit deeper into the game here and allow a little less traffic on the base paths. First pitch just about underway, and we are getting ready to roll along and taking a little bit of time here. Stepping into the batter's box is the leadoff man for the Mallards, Frankie Carney. And Carney, the center fielder, a left-handed hitter, trying to get things started on the right foot for the Mallards, who right now they've been struggling a little bit in the second half. First pitch on the way to Carney, misses high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Carney trying to kind of turn that around. 7-6 and one tie for the Mallards this season, as that one is fouled away, brings the count 1-1. First pitch was at 6:34, so a minute early today, and temperature at game time, 73 degrees Fahrenheit, and a little bit cloudy out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Got some clouds going overhead, and, well, for quite a ways you got those clouds, but going to try and work through it as the 1-1 count is in there for a strike, a 1-2 count, and the wind, 5 miles an hour with 11-mile-an-hour gusts. It has been steadily picking up over the past couple of minutes, however, so maybe that not entirely accurate from the last time that I got the miles per hour is the 1-2 count. Misses upstairs to Carney, now a 2-2 count. Rafters are wearing their home whites. They've got the white jerseys with the cranberry red lettering and the black sleeves, the pants pure white with a single black stripe down the side. Grounder towards first, and miscommunication between Arusevic and Harper as it rolls on into right field. Arusevic was there but pulled back because he thought Harper was going to get there a little bit easier, and Harper thought that Arusevic was going to pick it up first, so Harper kind of turned away as the ball went through Arusevic's glove, and that led it into right field, so ends up probably going down as an infield single, an odd way to get on base and get a hit, but hey, that's the way that it rolls as Frankie Carney ends up on first base. First pitch on the way, it gets inside on the hands. Jones is there. Oh, what a corral, and tosses it over to first base. 1-3 on the put out there, although Frankie Carney advances over to second on the ground out from Hamilton, and Davis Hamilton not able to get on base, and with one away, it brings up the third batter in the order, Michael Lippe, the designated hitter. And Lippe, man, he has been good against the Rafters this season. I tell you what, only played a few games, but he's batting 6-9 against the Rafters. I mean, he has been incredible this year as the first pitch on the way to him misses for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Runner in scoring position for him, and that's not what you like to see for how good of a hitter he's been. Specifically, against the Rafters this season, Lippe batting .667 with a home run and a double, which is good for an 1811 OPS, as that one misses for ball number two. 2-0 the count. He's got four RBIs specifically against Wisconsin Rapids, and that's in just two games. So he's really done it all against the Rafters and looking to do some more damage. Runner on second, got a bit of a lead, but looked back was Jones, and the 2-0 count misses just low for ball number three. 3-0 the count to Lippe, the right-handed hitter from the University of Minnesota. On the season, he's batting .354, so he's done quite a good job, not just against the Rafters, but really everywhere. 3-0 the count, and that was a take all the way as it goes right down 8th Street for strike number one. 3-1 the count, runner still on second base, and Carney, he is threatening over there, although hasn't tried to take off just yet. 3-1 the count, Jones giving him a glance. Now looks back home, and a little bit of a stutter step, but Jones is able to throw the pitch across the plate for strike number two, not getting distracted by Carney on the base pads, and now a full count with one away and a runner on second to the right-handed batter. Tied at zero in the top of the first inning. Rafters looking for a shutout frame from Jones, and now runner taking off, pitches outside, throw on down to third, is not in time, no tag applied, and it's a walk to Michael Lippe while Frankie Carney gets a stolen bag. So runners on the corners with only one out in the top of the first inning, and Jones going to have to make sure that he doesn't allow a sacrifice here, but could be difficult to do that with Carson Hansen up at the plate. And I tell you what, Carson Hansen is a very good hitter, and the first pitch to him misses for ball number one, and you kind of see behind the plate, Lachlan Maude is ready for that runner over at first base. Lippe has stolen a bag against the Rafters this season. One stolen base in two games against Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 the count. It gets inside on the hands and grounds foul down the first base line. 1-1 the count to Hansen. Hansen, a left-handed hitter from the University of Kentucky, batting .336 on the season with 30 RBIs. He has really been putting things together with a 1-1 count here. He's going to look to keep that rolling. The left fielder for Madison tonight. Pitch is taken in there. Runner gets a free base as he will gladly run over to second base. Ball number two. It's a 2-1 count. And on second now, it's Michael Lippe. So 2-1 the count. Runners on second and third with one away. Pitch coming home. It misses low for ball number three. And that's a big stolen base for Michael Lippe. A little bit unfortunate that Maude couldn't be ready to throw down to second, because with that runner now in scoring position, it does take away the potential for an inning-ending double play. 3-1 the count, grounded up the middle, and this is exactly that situation you wished for. Harper throws it back to first and gets the force out there. However, the runner does come home to score. It's a 4-3 putout and an RBI for Carson Hansen. That makes it 1-0 Mallards in the top of the first. Michael Lippe advances over to third base, and Frankie Carney comes home to score. So first run of the game goes to Madison, and looking to add more to that, the left-hander Cole Kosciuszko steps up to the plate, and first pitch on the way is in there for strike number one. Kosciuszko, first baseman for the Mallards. He's been playing a ton this season, batting .310 for them, and, well, that's a name that Rafters fans might remember. Kosciuszko played in five games against the Rafters and batting .278. Bats one up the middle and sends it into center field. It's another RBI for him. A single makes it 2-0 Madison in the top of the first. And the Mallards offense continues to show off exactly what made them so dangerous in the first half and trying to regain that ability here in the second. It's timely hitting such as that that allows them to lead the game by two. So new batter at the plate brings up Liam Moreno, and Moreno had started off the season real hot but went into a little bit of a cold spell, and well, he finds another hit here by sending one into right center field on the first pitch he saw. So third hit of the first inning for the Mallards as Liam Moreno ends up on first base. Cole Kosciuszko now going over to second. And another good piece of hitting from the Mallards have runners on first and second with two outs in the top of the first. 2-0, the Mallards lead. And the pitch here is hit down the first baseline, but rolls foul and an 0-1 count. New batter up at the plate is Charlie Marion. And Marion, a left-handed hitter from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. First pitch to him was a strike. The second one fouled away. 0-2 the count. And Marion looking for a hot start to his Mallards career. Marion is indeed making his debut for Madison in this game of the season, and a swing and a miss there. That's not the first plate appearance he wanted to see, but it does get the Rafters out of the inning. Not before the Mallards scored two runs, however. They did so on three hits. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. So we head to the bottom of the first. Rafters down 2-0. Going to see if that offense can get rolling along when we come back. This is Rafters Baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Midstate Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, not the start to the game that the Rafters wanted to see. Madison taking a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. However, still very early in this one and looking to get things rolling along, they will have a chance to do just that with a nasty start to their order. You got Jake Beauchesne leading off for the Rafters. Beauchesne will be followed by Hayden Carlson and Madden Akko due up in the bottom of the first inning, taking on the man on the mound, Cade Dernan, for the Mallards. And Dernan, a guy who is a right-handed pitcher, and I've already talked about the up and downs this season that he's had, and still looking to find his flow, but well, he certainly got some good stuff. Just looking to locate it as the first pitch is inside for ball number one. Beauchesne up at the plate, looking to keep rolling along, and Beauchesne has certainly been on a hot streak. Beauchesne batting .450 in his last six games as the 1-0 count is fouled back to make it 1-1. In those six games, he has a .1657 OPS. 1-1 the count is on the outside edge, called for strike number two, and that's in large part thanks to his four home runs that he's had. And, man, that last game, two home runs in it for him, and that pitch misses high to bring it 2-2. All four of his home runs this year have been solo shots. Well, the bases are empty here, and I think he likes that spot. 2-2 the count. Breaking ball misses high for ball number three. Full count to the Rafters leadoff man. Three of his four home runs have come as a leadoff hitter as well. The other one was the last home run that he hit, which came with two outs. 3-2 the count. It's fouled back, and still a full count. Beauchesne fighting to stay alive, but he hasn't just been mashing home runs. I mean, he's been getting hits, getting on base any way that he can. Got a ton of walks over that stretch as well. Seven walks, one hit by pitch. Sends one down the right field line, reaching into foul territory. It will bounce into the Mallards bullpen, and still a 3-2 count. And you can see that plate discipline as he steps up here. Right-handed hitter for the Rafters. It's a righty-righty matchup, and well, he hasn't really seemed to care about righty-lefty matchups. He's just hit everything this year. Guy from Saddleback College, one of many. 3-2 count. Caught him looking for strike number three. That is a nasty breaking ball from Cade Dernan, and he gets his first strikeout of the game with the first batter that he sees. So now into Hayden Carlson's at-bat. He'll have the bases empty with one away in the bottom of the first. Rafters still down 2-0. And Carlson, right-handed hitting shortstop. It's another righty-righty matchup. But you go with the hot hand first, and that's something. And, oh, man, Carlson just got nailed in the back. That did not look comfortable, and he tosses the bat out of pain the first time he got hit. So walking his way down the first baseline slowly, but no limp at all. He's just taking his time to get back into his game. But a hit by pitch of Hayden Carlson as the Rafters' first base runner of the game is Madden Akko will step up to the plate. And Akko, another right-handed batter for the Rafters. You have to go all the way down to the cleanup hitter before you see the first lefty for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch on the way to Akko, sent to the left side of the field and picked up by the third baseman. Throw over to second is in time, but not back to first. So they get the one out as Hayden Carlson is retired on the base paths. However, Akko is safe on the fielder's choice at first base. It goes 5-4 and brings up Kareem Arusevic with a runner on first base and two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Still a 2-0 lead for the Madison Mallards. Arusevic, as I mentioned, left-handed hitting batter. He's the first baseman for the Rafters, and you got a lefty-righty matchup now. Cade Dernan looking to do damage, and the first pitch on the way to Arusevic is called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and the rest of the Rafters lineup, you see Landon Gaz batting fifth. Batting sixth and returning to offense is Drew Thompson. As the 0-1 count comes and misses just away for ball number one to Arusevic. Behind Thompson, Lachlan Maud bats seventh. Batting eighth for the Rafters is Luke Skinner. And for the first time this season, he's in the outfield as that one is popped up and out of play by Arusevic to bring it a 1-2 count. And then batting ninth, it is Eric Harper. So that's the look at the Rafters lineup as Arusevic gets ready to go. 1-2 count taken away for ball number two. 2-2 the count, and Arusevic, he's also been a pretty hot batter for the Rafters, batting .355. No home runs on the season for him. He's just been able to pound hits here, there, and everywhere. .852 OPS. Got a couple of doubles on the year. Had one in his last game for the Rafters as the 2-2 count is hit well out towards right field, but the wind not being very helpful, and it's caught in right field by Charlie Marion for out number three, and that takes care of the Rafters. In the bottom of the first, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. To the second we go. It's 2-0 Madison on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get one thing straight. Nothing compares to Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Big wins, fun promos, real cash. No one in the area does it like we do. Every night feels like the weekend. Grab your friends, your family, whoever brings the fun, and fuel up with your favorite meals, sip on something new, and hit the floor. Live music, endless chances to win, and games that light up the night. Ready to turn an ordinary night into something unforgettable? Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and service to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortaire.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And back here at Witter Field, the Rafters looking to get that offense rolling, but in order to do so, they have to get through the defensive side of the game. And the Rafters turning back to Jeremy Jones for his second inning of work. In that first inning, didn't quite go his way. He allowed two runs on three hits, and trying to get back into the flow of things, he also did walk one batter, as that was Michael Lippe, who came around to score on Kosciuszko's RBI single. That was the last run that scored, and a foul ball here goes back and hits Maud, and taking a little bit of time to regroup, as that looks like it got him a little bit away from the protection. So the trainer's going out here and checking on him. And the Rafters have only two catchers on the roster after Junior Barajas had been drafted by the San Francisco Giants. You've got Nick Adrian and Lachlan Maud, and if Maud goes down with an injury, you are left with just one catcher here on the Rafters. Now, Drew Thompson was bullpen catching for a little bit of time. However, he's already in the lineup here as a designated hitter, so you'd really have to get creative with lineups if he had to come into the game. However, you do still have Nick Adrian in the case that you need to move to him. And, well, Maud hoping to get back and out there. He's taking his time. The trainer's checking with him and regrouping himself. Maud looks like he's good to go, and he waves off to the trainer, says, all right, let's get back rolling. And now back into the batter's box, Maud. I mean, the defensive aspect of the game, that's kind of been the focal point of his game this season. Trying to improve, and Rafters trying to get back and ready. Over there at third and short, Matanako and Aiden Carlson were chatting it up, and Jones kind of looks over there and says, come on, guys, let's go. 0-1 the count to Bayram Hot, and that pitch misses for ball number one. So a 1-1 count. Hot is the right-handed batter up at the plate. He's the first batter of the second inning. It goes Hot, Sean Britt, and Frankie Carney due up in the second. 1-1 count is in there for a strike to bring it 1-2. And the Rafters looking for Jones to get back to some of the dominance that he had early in the season as the 1-2 count just misses for ball number two. So now 2-2 the count, and Jones had started off his Rafters career oh so hot. He allowed two runs in his first inning as a pitcher, and then in the ensuing nearly 13 innings didn't allow a run and gets a swing and a miss on that pitch for strike number three as Bayram Hot goes down with the K. Second strikeout of the game for Jeremy Jones, and it brings up Sean Britt with one away, and the base is empty in the top of the second. 2-0, the Mallards lead. Britt, a left-handed hitting catcher from St. John's University, he is also making his debut for the Mallards, and Britt looking for that first hit. The first pitch to him misses away for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Of course, coming back from All-Star break, you saw a few teams lose players to the MLB draft, and the Mallards were no different. Had a few players selected as the 1-0 count is in there for a strike. Now 1-1, and the Mallards also had a couple of former players selected, and you see that a lot on teams. Rafters had a few taken overall as the 1-1 count is fouled back to bring it 1-2 to Britt. And Britt kind of hoping to fill that hole that they had. Daniel Rogers, former catcher for the Mallards. He only played in a few games, but man, oh man, he was good in those games. He got signed recently to the Giants as well, similar to Junior Barajas. 1-2 count, misses just outside for ball number two. 2-2 the count, so Rogers and Barajas both on the same mother club with the San Francisco Giants. We'll see if they end up teaming up at any point throughout their minor league careers as the 2-2 count misses upstairs for ball number three. Now a full count, and Jones not missing by much on those last two. He's right around the zone, but just not getting a swing from Britt. Lefty-righty matchup, and the 3-2 count with one away. Pitch on the way. It's hit high up the middle on a bouncer. Harper's there. Throws over to first off balance and just got him in time. Oh, man. 4-3 put out there and barely got him at first base. Tough throw from Eric Harper over at second, and it brings up Frankie Carney with two away in the top of the second, and the base is empty. Still a two-run Mallards lead. And Carney back into the batter's box. He singled to lead off the first inning. So he's 1-for-1 on the game. He's stolen a base and scored a run as well. Left-handed hitting center fielder from UC Irvine. First pitch to him is right on that inside edge for strike number one.
Good pitch from Jones to get ahead early, and that's what you've kind of been waiting for, getting ahead on the count early. 0-1 on the way home, and the pitch there misses below the zone for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Jones in that first inning ended up throwing 23 pitches, a little bit more than he was hoping for. And you go back to the last game that he pitched for the Rafters, he ended up throwing 90 pitches across his four innings as the 1-1 count again misses low for ball number two, so a 2-1 count. And so he was not very efficient with his pitch count in his last appearance. Not nearly as much as he was earlier in the season with his six-inning outing two games ago. Grounder over towards second. There's Harper. Tosses it back to first base and gets the 4-3 put out to take care of the second inning. So three up, three down in that second. Good inning from Jeremy Jones. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we head to the bottom of the second. It's 2-0 the Mallards lead on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to Rafters.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by